All right, before we get into it today, there's a pretty big change. You may have already noticed it, actually, which is that the name of this podcast just changed. So it used to be known as Delivering Value with Andrew Kaplan. It's now called Growing Forward. And as you can imagine, this is a big change for me. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision or just like a little creative refresh. This is something I've been thinking about and working on and obsessing over for the past couple months. And I actually just published a separate episode, just goes way deeper on the backstory. So if you haven't already, click play on that and then come back to this, because here, what I thought I'd share is why this new evolution of the show is exciting for me and should provide way more value for you, the listener, and also highlight a few interesting components of this process. As a growth guy, this is one of my first major brand initiatives. I made a bunch of mistakes. I learned a ton here. Thought you might want to hear some of the backstory to this process. And if you stick around to the end, I've got a big question for you, and I'm hoping that you can also get your questions answered by me in some of the future content. So when I first started this podcast, I had no idea what to call it, right? I'm a growth guy. I've never titled something in the past. Titles are important. Titles are stressful. I just knew what I didn't want to call it. I knew I didn't want to call it The Andrew Kaplan Show. Although it's flattering to have your name in the title, I didn't want myself to be the sole focus of all of the content. And I also wasn't sure my ego could handle it if The Andrew Kaplan Show wasn't a massive success. And I also was pretty dead set on not putting the word growth in the title. Coming from the growth world, I feel like there are so many company names and newsletters and podcasts that have the word growth in the title. This is also a creative outlet for me. It just felt a little too cliche, a little too on the nose. And I felt like I could get stuck debating what to do. Instead, I just went with the simplest option. I named the show after my solopreneur coaching brand, which is Delivering Value. And that got me going. I have a bias towards action. That got me in the game. That got me creating content. And because the name was so overarching, gave me a bunch of room to figure out what the show was going to be and experiment without being locked in to a specific direction. So it's a little ironic that the show moving forward will be called Growing Forward, but I'm really proud of how we landed here. So a few months ago, I started working with a podcast coach. Nothing was broken necessarily. If anything, you know, by the data, this show has done very, very well. But I was frustrated that we just weren't growing as fastly as I had pictured. And I'm solving all these challenges for the first time. As a growth guy, I've never scaled a podcast before. I've never created content like this before. Every challenge that I face, I'm solving it for the first time and figuring it out as I go. I wanted to leverage the expertise of someone who's done this many, many times. And I knew I needed help because when I asked existing listeners what this show was all about, I kept getting different answers. Some said it was about growth, some leadership, some said it was career advice, others said it was tactical stuff, others said it was mindset, some said it was executive communication. And none of those answers are super wrong, but the fact that there were so many, to me, let me know that I had a messaging and a positioning challenge. So my coach agreed, and he pushed me to take a step back and really unpack the job to be done for this podcast from the listener's perspective. And at the time, I was stuck on all the tactical stuff. Like, I was dead set on asking better questions and figuring out more engaging titles and more salacious thumbnails. If you've been following along, you've probably seen me experiment with that stuff. But he asked me to take a step back to understand, why does somebody click play on your show versus all the other things that they could do with their time? And what I realized is that people listen for two main reasons. First, they're trying to move their own careers forward. And a lot of times, people kind of knew what to do, or they're at points in their career where they felt like they were experts at the work. But there's a big difference between being an expert and being effective. To be effective and have more influence and more impact and more trust, it's a different skill set. The second reason is that they're trying to navigate some of their harder moments, trying to make sense of them. And on social media, we're constantly flooded with content from people who are winning and their success and their playbooks and things like that that help them break through to the next plateau. But we have very little content around the mistakes that people make along the way. So when we encounter our own mistakes, we think that it's us. We think we're in the wrong place. We think it's a sign that we weren't meant to do this. And a lot of times these types of challenges, especially ones in the leadership and impact journey, they don't have a set playbook. And they usually can't be solved just by working longer and working harder, like some of the challenges that we face early in our career. And so once I realized those two things, everything about the show and the positioning and the messaging and the angle and the title, everything kind of clicked into place. So as we get into this, some parts of this show I just want to flag may look and feel almost the same. I am still going to sit down with incredible growth, marketing, and product leaders. We are still going to talk about the tough moments in their careers, the missteps, the feedback, the decisions that didn't go as planned, all that kind of stuff. But what is changing is how intentional I'm going to be about pulling out the learnings. So we don't just want to share what happened and how it felt. I want to make sure that we really double click on how they changed because of those moments or in spite of those moments. And I'm also going to spend more time sharing my own perspective. It's probably one of the clearest pieces of feedback that I heard from many of you and many of the guests. They want me to share more about what I see after coaching, after working in-house for 15 years, after advising all these different teams. So that's what we're doing. And here's where I ultimately landed on thinking about those two components as the concept of the show. I want to explain it to you. This is a show for people who are making the transition from being a top performer to being a top tier leader. It's a totally different skill set. Typically, to be a top performer on your team, you already know how to execute. You've mastered the playbooks. You've earned the title. But somewhere along the line, things got harder in a different way. Leading might not feel the way that you expected it to feel. Getting the title sometimes feels hollow and unfulfilling. Influence doesn't come automatically when you get in those rooms. And being great at doing the work doesn't always make you a great leader of the capability and of others who are doing the work. And to make that leap from being an executor to someone who has more influence, you need a different skill set. You spend more time focused on leadership and communication skills and judgment and explaining your ideas to non-native speakers and inner game. Those are the skills that get you invited in the room where those decisions are made. And more importantly, not just in the room, making sure that you've earned your seat once you're there and you keep it. And without learning those skills, what I've realized as a coach and even in my own career journey is that eventually your career stalls out if you are always the best doer on your team. Sometimes you might stall out as a high-performing IC. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you might stall out as a burned-out player coach who never quite breaks through to that VP or executive level. But here's the challenge. Even if we know we need to work on these skills, we can't learn them in a book. We can't learn them in an academic vacuum. And typically, we don't learn them when things are going easy. We learn them when things are more challenging, when we miss a goal, when we get tough feedback, when we feel burnout or imposter syndrome creeping in, and when we realize that that old version of ourselves isn't what we need to get to the next level. That's what this show is about. Every episode unpacks those moments so that when you face them in your own career journey, you're not walking in blind. You've got examples, playbooks, and references to help you navigate them. That concept is what led me to the new name. I debated a ton of titles, honestly, probably close to 80, if not more. And I kept coming back to this idea of failing forward. I thought that was actually going to be the name of the show for a long time. But the more I sat with it, it just didn't feel quite right. Because the show isn't about failure. It's about what people become because of those moments or in spite of those failures, right? You're not just failing forward, you're growing forward. Growing through the tough moments, growing because of them, sometimes growing in spite of them. So that's the ethos of this show, and that's when and why the name finally clicked. You also might notice we got some new artwork. I'm super excited about it. I wanted it to feel a little raw, a little gritty, a little unfiltered, right? That feels on brand for the concept that I just shared. There's a cassette tape on it. That's for a reason, right? A lot of us grew up recording over old tapes, replaying back moments, listening back, learning something new each time. That's exactly what I did growing up as a skateboarder. I would constantly play back tapes of old videos and watch the same things over and over and over. You see something new each time. And that's kind of what we're doing on this show, right? We're replaying tough moments in our journeys. We're slowing them down and we're pulling out what actually matters so that you can apply it to your own journey moving forward. So before we wrap here, I want to hear from you. What do you want more of with this show? What topics resonate most? What guests would you like to have more of? What situations are you dealing with right now that you would love some outside perspective on from me? You can leave a comment if you're on YouTube or if you're on Spotify. You can comment on both of those platforms. I read and respond to every one of them, and I'm actively shaping the next set of episodes based on what you tell me. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you in the next episode of Growing Forward.